Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbly before Thee, O God. God, we come seeking Your face, O God. We come praising You, God. We come lifting You up. We come magnifying You. We come, O God, just thanking You right now in the name of Jesus. God, realizing, God, You're sitting high and You're looking low. God, we realize, God, that, O God, the earth is Your footstool. Father, we thank You, we praise You, we glorify You, and we magnify Your holy name. Father, we ask now, God, that You just look on us. Oh, God, anoint us from our heads to the soles of our feet. Oh, God, let Your Holy Spirit dwell in us, around us, oh, God, and among us in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask now that You just touch us. Oh, God, touch us, oh, God, from on high, God. Let Your, oh, God, let Your holy power, oh, God, be upon us, oh, God, as we give Your word unto Your people, oh, God, and bless Your people, oh, God, that's standing ready, oh, God, to receive Your word. Oh, Father God, bless them now in the name of Jesus. Anoint them, oh, God, with Your Holy Ghost. Oh, God, heal those that need healing, deliver the ones that need delivering, God, but let their hearts receive Your word, oh, God. Let Your grace and mercy be upon them in the name of Jesus. God, do it for them, oh, in the name of Jesus. God, You know what their needs are. You know what they're asking for. Oh, God, You already made a way out of no way. Oh, God, while we're trying to figure it out, You've already worked it out. So, God, we say thank You in the name of Jesus. We praise You. We glorify You. We magnify Your holy name, oh, God. And as we go into this, oh, God, sacred part of the service, oh, God, we ask that You just be with us, oh, God. Help us in the name of Jesus. Do it for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Amen. My faith, my faith, my faith, my faith, my faith is in Jesus. Amen. He keeps me anchored to the ground. His promises are not broken. Amen. Because it's Jesus that do it for me. Amen. And I know it's Jesus that do it for you. If it would not so, amen, you wouldn't be here. Glory to God. Thank you. Amen. Let's read our scripture on this morning. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis, to the book of Genesis. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis. We're going to begin at the 25th verse. I'm going to put it up on the screen here so that you can read it with me. Amen. The book of Genesis. And it reads, "And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob, and Jacob sought pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright due to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sweared unto him and sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. If we would skip over to the 27th chapter, We have it on the screen as well. And beginning at the 21st verse, and it says, and he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son venison. This is Isaac talking, that my soul may be blessed. And he brought it near him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near me now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, "See, the smell of my son is at the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of the heaven, and the fattest of the earth." Let me read that again. "And the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and the nations bow to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be he that bless thee." And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac, his father, and Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also made a savory meat and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that my soul may be blessed, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac, his father, said unto him, "Who art thou?" And he said, "I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau." And Isaac troubled very exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed." And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, "Bless me, even me also, my father." And he said, "Thy brother came with subtlety and has taken away thy blessing." And he said, "It is not he rightly named Jacob, for he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?" And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servant. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son?" And Esau said unto his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and the dew from the heaven above. And by thy sword thou shalt live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from thy neck." Can I read those last two verses one more time? And it says, "And by the sword shalt thou live, and shalt thou serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck." Don't sell your birthright. Don't sell your birthright. Don't sell your birthright. Don't sell. Don't sell. Don't sell your birthright. Don't sell your birthright. Amen. Don't sell your birthright. As we think about history, and we've just got a brief synopsis of our Black history, and we often are not educated and instructed in Black history, and I'm not prejudiced per se, but I am a little biased because I am a Black man, and I do have the experiences of the Black community and experience and have suffered the rejection and the suppression and understand when you're trying to communicate to individuals and they write you off for uneducated and they write you off for unlearned and ignorant and they don't think you're capable and understand how people hate others simply because of their cultural differences and their skin color. I understand because I've lived it. Now as we go through this message, we'll try to get through it as briefly as we possibly can, but we also understand that there are some things that are available to us that we don't, it may come off controversial, but it's not necessarily controversial, it's just truth. And a lot of ministers and preachers stay away from it because of the controversial. And, you know, and I'm a man of truth, and I believe in operating in truth and being truthful. And so as we speak on today, amen, we only want to speak in truth, and we always want to speak in truth. But on this controversial topic of race and this controversial topic of racism and hatred that has come upon our country, and it's always, I'm not going to say it always been here, but it's been here for quite a long time, and Black America has been on the short end of that stick, to sort of say, and it has everything to do with religious beliefs and scripture and faith and Christ. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He so loved the world. He loved everybody. He did it for all. And Paul had to deal with this issue of racism and discrimination, amen, among the Jews and the Gentiles in the Corinthian church and even in the Roman church. He had to deal with it and talk about, salvation is of the Jews and the Greeks. And in the ninth chapter of Romans, he deals with the Jews basically was calling him a traitor, and he was dealing with, you know, letting him know that he wasn't a traitor to the Jews, but and God did come and give the Jews a specific, the children of Israel was a specific a task, and they were his chosen people, and they're still his chosen, and they still have that particular responsibility that God given them in the first place. But because they had rejected him, because they didn't worship in the full manner of God had intended on them, then God decided, amen, to do it another way. And he engrafted the Gentiles into that group and created the church. And now the church is God's chosen, and it is up to the church to fulfill that task and that responsibility that was once just for the Jews. And now we want to, amen, just look at, amen, the division that has taken place. But because of our faith that are different and the differences of our faith, but yet we are to come together, amen, and serve the true and living God, the one true God, the God of all gods, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. We've allowed, amen, society to trick us. We allow society to fool us, to behoove us, to undermine us. We allowed this to happen to us in our society. Oh, the supplanter has taken place. Because when we look in the history books, it seems like the African-American history only begins with slavery. It begins with tribes being subdued and captured and brought over here in ships, and it wasn't just the Europeans, but it was the Spaniards and it was the French and it was different sects of communities that utilized slaves and slavery and we ended up here in America and in the Caribbean islands and we ended up, amen, working under a hard taskmaster. But the question that I have today is that the beginning of our history? Well, my brothers and sisters, I submit to you that no, it's not the beginning of our history. Our history begins in Scripture. We didn't just show up on boats. For I can take you back to Nimrod, the first king of the Bible. Now, Saul was the first king of Israel, but the first king identified in the Bible is Nimrod, and Nimrod was the king of Babylonian, and he had a cousin, and his cousin was Terah, and Terah was the father of Abraham. Now, I want you to know that Nimrod was the king of Babylon, and Babylon was dark-skinned people. And Babylonia today is Iraq. Where Iraq sit is where Babylon is. That was Babylon. Can we go through a little bit of biblical history? David had a son named Solomon, and Solomon talked about his dark skin. Now, Solomon is in the lineage of Christ, and Solomon got with a woman by the name of Queen Sheba, which is in the lineage of Christ. And Queen Sheba was the queen of Ethiopia. Ethiopia, which means the land of blacks. Egypt means the land of dark people. The Nile means the river of the blacks. So, my brothers and my sister, I want you to understand that our history goes further back than just slavery. We've been here the whole time, and I mention that because sometimes I hear my brothers and my sisters that want to deny the Bible and its strength of Christ, and they say that's the white man's faith, that's the white man's religion. But if you really study in it deep, and you really understand that those that was considered Gentiles were part of the Hebrew, was part of Abraham. Yes, yes, yes. The Edomites, Esau, was part of Abraham. Yeah, yeah. But they were considered Gentiles because they wasn't part of the salvation crew, which was, amen, the Hebrew children out of Israel, the Jacob's children. Yeah. The Midianites and the Canaanites. Yeah. And if we search back from generations to generations, we will learn that the interconnection of the family, amen, was all one people. So we have to understand that the salvation is for all. And Christ came for all. And if we look at our text, amen, we're talking about when Esau sold his birthright. And he got to a place where he was desperate. He had been in the field and he was exhausted. He was tired, and I'm sure he had went hunting and didn't find no catch that day. And since there was no catch, there was nothing to eat. And if you look at the biblical times when they went hunting, for long periods of time. So he could have been out there for days or weeks and had not found a hunt, didn't find whatever he was hunting for, and there was no venison, there was no deer, there was no ram, there was no bull, there was no wild animal for him to kill and eat. So he was faint, he was weakened, he was hungry, he was in despair. And my brothers and sisters, sometimes we find ourselves in despair. We find ourselves in a tight place in life, in society. We find ourselves in a place where we are desperate. When we are enslaved, we're desperate. When we are oppressed, we get desperate. When we're looked down upon, and we get desperate. When we're applying for the job that we know we qualify for, but then we don't get the job, we get desperate. When we're trying to make a living for our families, and the income that we got coming in is not enough, we get desperate. We get faint. We get tired. We get exhausted. And we get that way as a people, and as we get that way,
amen, a lot of times we just want to give up. We want to give out, and we want to, amen, just hand over what we have worked for. We just want to wave our hands and say we quit. But I want to encourage you this morning. Don't sell. Don't sell your birthright. We might not shout. We might not shout this morning. But, amen, we want to, amen, tell you not to sell your birthright. I know. I know you get tired. I know you get exhausted. I know you've been in the field for a mighty long time. But don't sell your birthright. Because you have to understand the birthright means that you're going to get a double portion. You're going to get a double blessing. Now, at this time when Esau sold his birthright, he was looking at it from a spiritual sense, and he realized that if he died, his birthright wouldn't make no difference to him. But I want you to understand that even in death, your birthright has its value. Even in death, when you maintain your birthright, you will maintain the blessing. And in a natural standpoint, Jacob got the blessing, and he got the birthright. Now, he may have been a little slick, but God had intended for it to happen that way. But I'm reminded on Genesis 27, 25 through 40, after Jacob had been blessed and Esau came in to receive the blessing, I'm looking at how Esau began to cry out to his father. Not only have he given up his spiritual birthright, but now he's given up his material blessing. Esau wanted the material blessing. but he was willing to give up the spiritual birthright. Well, Esau, my son, they say when you snooze, you lose. But look at what Isaac told Esau. He said, I already have given up the blessing. I've already given Jacob his brothering for servants. I've already given him the corn. The fields that were planted. I've already given him the wine that has been made that he might be sustained. But I want you to know that Esau, you still can make it. I want you to know that your dwelling place out there in the wilderness, out there in the desert, you still can make it. You might have to fight for it, because with the sword, you still can make it. And there's going to come a time when Jacob will no longer have dominion over you, but you'll be able to break the yoke off your neck. My people, I want you to know today, there's coming a time where, amen, that we will no longer have to worry about the yoke. There's coming a time when we'll never have to worry about the dominion. There's coming a time we might have to continue to fight, amen, in the field of our dwelling place. We might have to continue, amen, to fight, amen, for our rights. And we might have to continue to fight for equal opportunity. We have to continue to fight for, amen, a decent living wage. And we might have to continue to fight for, amen, the equal to be looked on as equals and no longer looked upon as servants. We might have to continue to fight, but there's going to come a day. And my Bible tells me that day might be the day when Jesus bore the cloud. That day might be the day when he come. And the Bible says the dead in Christ will rise first. That day just might be the day when all those that remain will be caught up in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. There's gonna come a day. I want you to know today that you don't give up your birthright. Don't sell it because you're tired. Don't sell it because you're weak. Don't sell it because you want to give up. Don't sell it because you want to give out. Don't sell it because you're being oppressed. Don't sell it because you're being put down. Don't sell it because you're being lied on. Don't sell it because you're being persecuted. Don't sell it because you're being mocked. Don't sell it because you're being put down. Don't sell it because you're being pushed aside. Don't sell it, amen, because they're hating on you. Amen. Don't sell your birthright. Hold on to what you got. Hold on to Jesus Christ. Keep him in your life. Amen. Because if you hold on to him, amen, he's going, amen, to come back for a ready church. A church without spot and without wrinkle. He's coming back. Amen. And I want you to know today, when he's coming back for you and he's going to come back for me, when he comes back, amen, we'll be caught up with him in the air. Amen. And when we're caught up in with him, amen, we'll be able to say, holy, 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 amen, on Sunday morning. Holy, holy, holy on Monday morning. Holy, holy, holy on Tuesday morning. Holy, holy, holy on Wednesday morning. Holy, 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 amen, on Thursday morning. Holy, holy, holy on Friday morning. Holy, holy, holy on Saturday morning. All week long, we get the praise around the throne. Amen, I want you to hold on to your birthright and don't let go. God will see you through. Amen, don't let go of Jesus Christ. Hold on to him. He promised that he'll be with you to the end of the earth. He promised he will be with you. Amen. He promised he'll walk with you. He promised he'll talk with you. He promised to hold you. He promised to keep you. He promised to comfort you. Amen. All you got to do is hold on. Don't sell your birthright. Don't sell out. Don't sell out. Don't sell out. Don't sell out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They may come with their cunning. They may come with their cunningness. Don't sell out. They may come, amen, with their persuasion. Don't sell out. They may come when you're desperate. Don't sell out. Amen. They may come, amen, when you're down and out. Amen. And they got something to. Don't sell out. Because Christ with Christ Jesus, you'll make it. Don't sell your birthright. You are important. God made you important. God created you important. He created everyone important. And there is no race, there is no ethnicity, there is no culture that is more important than the other. Black America, you're not inferior. You're just as important. You're descendants of kings. You're descendants of queens. And you're very much as part of the scripture in the Old Testament from the beginning of times up until now. You're just as intertwined, if not even more. If you really go back and study the genealogies of the people. Sometimes, if you really study, I had one of the elders gave me a write-up that I read through, and it questioned who really is the Gentiles and who really is the Jews. You're just as important. You're just as intertwined. You can walk with your head up and know that Christ is just a part of you, just as much as a part of you as anyone else. Know your birthright. Experience your birthright. Walk in your birthright. Live your birthright. And do not sell your birthright. Know who you are in Jesus Christ. If you're listening to me on this morning, amen, and you don't know Jesus Christ, amen, and you haven't experienced that birthright, we ask that you pray with me, amen. Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. Father, forgive me. Oh, throw my sins in the sea of forgiveness. Father, I want to know my birthright. I want to experience my birthright. Want to share in the birthright. Save me right now. I believe that you're human and divine. You were born of a Virgin Mary, yet you died on the cross for my sins, and you rose on the third day with all power in your hands. I believe it, and I confess it right now in the name of Jesus. Save me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I believe right now, if you prayed that prayer, amen, God is working on you right now in your heart. If you confess it with your mouth and say it in your heart, I believe that he's done it for you. I believe that he's done it for you, and I continue to pray for you, amen, that God continue to keep you in his saving grace, amen. We thank God for each and every one right now. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray for you, oh God, and as we depart from this ministry, God, we ask, God, that you continue to be with us all day long. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, hey God, for your anointing. We thank you for your power. Oh, we thank you for your knowledge. We thank you for teaching us. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your saving grace. God, we ask now, oh God, that you continue to set angels around us and keep us, bless us, heal us, and touch us in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from all evil in the name of Jesus. Do it for us, God. As we go through this Black History Month, help us remind us who we are, oh God, in you, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you now in Jesus' name. Until next week, amen. We ask, oh God, that you continue to pray with us, amen. And if at the end, amen, I just want to say this real quick at the end, amen, if you care to give, we ask that you give and help us as COVID releases. We want to get back to doing our community service, our youth programs that we were doing and that we had planned. We want to get back to that. So we ask that you will give and also partner with us on keeping this ministry going and blessing us to maintain the ministry. You can text the phone number. I don't remember what the phone number is, amen, but it will be distributed in the closing. When you text that number, it will send you a link, and that link will have you to set up an account. When you set up an account from then on after that, you can just text give and the amount that you want to give and the purpose of setting up the account, because you will transparently be able to log into the account and keep up with your giving. It will calculate it for you. It will keep the accounting for you. And then you can give to the youth ministry. You can give to the general fund, however you want to give. But it will keep an account for you, and it will automatically send you a receipt for your giving once you set up that account. So we want to do it that way so it is accountable and done properly. I know a lot of people use Cash App and different other venues, but we want to use that venue, amen, because we want it to be accountable and every dollar be accounted for, amen. So if you text the number, text give and the amount, it's going to send you a link back. You click on the link, it's going to open up an account, open up a application. You set up your account, put your information in there. That information will be solely between you and the account, amen. And then once you do your giving, it will, from there on out, you could just text give and the amount, and then it will automatically just give. You won't have to set up the account again, but then you later, if you want to log in and check on your giving and how much you give and all of those great things, it will be available for you to do that. So it's transparent. So we ask that you please, sir, please, ma'am, give and help us that we can continue. And as COVID is relieved, we can do some greater things in our community. Thank you, and God bless you in Jesus' name. A benediction. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. God bless you. Amen.
You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracle. This is